Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com. It's a crawl on the NFL and what's happening around the league. We actually are going to talk a little bit about the Los Angeles Rams, one former player and one player that will be sticking around. We'll actually start with Ndamukong Suh. Ndamukong Suh is one free agent that can completely alter the landscape of the NFL. Whoever he signs with instantly becomes a contender. Last year, Ndamukong Suh signed with the Los Angeles Rams and elevated them into a Super Bowl caliber team. Now Suh will hit the open market, and there's no doubt he's one of the top free agents available. We don't know whether or not he'll return to Los Angeles, but there's been rumors flying around that the Eagles, Browns, Broncos, Vikings, and Seahawks are going to put in bids on the veteran defensive lineman. Still too early to tell which of those organizations is the favorite, but Philadelphia and Seattle were the only two playoff teams. We know Suh wants to play for a winner, and those could be his preferred options. Another interesting fit would be the Cleveland Browns because they're on the rise. John Dorsey just traded for Olivier Vernon, and Suh would be another huge upgrade for that organization. Between Myles Garrett, Ndamukong Suh, and Olivier Vernon, those guys could probably help the Browns win the AFC North. Then there's the Vikings, and Suh was recently spotted in Minnesota. And while he claimed he was visiting his girlfriend's parents, you never know. You know, you just never know. Mike Zimmer could use his defensive expertise to unleash Suh in a division that includes one of his former teams, the Detroit Lions. At this point, it's hard to pinpoint what his next move will be, but Suh needs to play better in the regular season if he wants to earn the big bucks. After having less than 5 sacks in back-to-back years, it's a stretch that will earn the $14 million he got from Los Angeles. Therefore, Suh has a lot of money riding on the line in 2019, and you have to remember time is winding down on his career. At 32 years old, most of his NFL days are behind him, and people need to see that he can still play at a high level. So Ndamukong Suh, you know, he said to TMZ, they asked him, will he beat the Rams? And he said, we'll see. And today, Los Angeles re-signed Dante Fowler to a one-year contract, and Ndamukong Suh hasn't got, you know, any, I guess you can say, offers from the Rams, or at least they haven't got a deal done. So that means Suh is going to hit free agency, and maybe they're hoping that he doesn't get many offers and they can sign him for cheaper than what he made last year. But someone's going to bid on more than just someone. Multiple teams are going to bid on Suh because even though his production is starting to decline and he's slowing down a little bit, he can completely, like I said, change the alter of the NFL. For example, if the Atlanta Falcons signed Ndamukong Suh and they paired him up with Grady Jarrett, then that tandem up front would instantly make the Falcons a playoff team, and then they're going to be in the hunt for a Super Bowl. If he goes to the Eagles, you know, with Fletcher Cox and Suh, that would be serious, you know, a serious combo up front, and they could do a lot of damage. So you can see that Suh, just because he is such a stout defensive lineman that can, you know, drive blockers back and, you know, he gets penetration into the offensive backfield, which can result in tackles, TFLs, sacks. Like I said, he's been under 5 sacks for the past 2 years. Didn't really have a great regular season in Los Angeles. You know, obviously Aaron Donald stole the show there. But in the playoffs, people haven't been talking about it. Donald didn't record a sack in the playoffs. And Suh actually lit it up in the playoffs. He stepped up when the pressure was on. So that was big for him. But like I said, he can't just coast through the regular season. People want to see him do it for 16 weeks and then continue that positive momentum throughout the playoffs. But like I said, even though he's slowing down, even though he's getting older. He's 32 years old. But as a defensive lineman and playing at interior position right on the line of scrimmage in the trenches all the time, what's the most he can go? Probably 35, 36. So we're getting down to the last stretch. And if he plays bad this year, he could be one of those guys that, you know, teams just don't want to take a shot on. We see it happen all the time where good players that probably should get a couple more years left, they just get passed over for whatever reason. And people or teams, I guess you can say, don't want to deal with them. So obviously this is big for Sue, especially for his paycheck. He needs to light it up so he can earn quite a bit next season. If he signs a 1-year deal, he could sign a multiple, multi-year deal, 2-3 years. But, you know, it's big for him, and we'll see where he winds up. He could really help a team out, significantly bolster their defensive line. And like I said, my last podcast, I believe defensive line is the second most important position in the NFL. Our next topic, Dante Fowler made it obvious that Los Angeles needs him to be elite, which is why the Rams re-signed Fowler to a 1-year contract. When the Los Angeles Rams traded for Dante Fowler, it gave the team exactly what they needed to go on a deep playoff run. We know now that the Rams ended up losing the Super Bowl, but there's no denying that Fowler is a dangerous pass rusher. Clearly, Sean McVay and Wade Phillips felt like they were better off with Fowler on their roster, and that's why they decided to bring him back on a 1-year contract. What he brings to this defense is speed off the edge. The outside linebacker position is so important, and Fowler does a great job of chopping offensive tackles' arms off of him. The other thing he does really well is knife underneath and eat up run plays that are coming his way. So it's not like Fowler only sacks the quarterback. He's a complete defender, and it's surprising he didn't get a longer deal. After recording 4 sacks in 2018, his numbers weren't through the roof, but Fowler did step up in some clutch situations. In the playoffs, he laid out Ezekiel Elliott and threw the league's best running back off his game. Fowler also dialed it up in the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl, recording 9 sacks. So he proved that he can rise to the occasion when the pressure is on. Moving forward, the combination of Aaron Donald and Dante Fowler can keep this group competitive, and they'll probably have to do so without Ndamukong Suh. Obviously, that's going to be tough, but there's a reason Fowler is coming back and Sue is going to be a free agent. Fowler is much cheaper than the $14 million LA was paying Sue, and those two players are trending in opposite directions. At 24 years old, Fowler has his whole career ahead of him, and that was definitely one of the reasons he'll be staying in Southern California. So Sue is on his way out, but Fowler's coming back. The idea is Aaron Donald and Fowler can keep that defense intact and give them a shot at being, an elite team. But I'm going to be honest with you. The Rams are not going back to the Super Bowl if they don't bring back Ndamukong Suh. Even though we just talked about Sue and we talked about some of his flaws, you know, he's getting older, his production is declining. When you have Sue and Aaron Donald on the same defensive line, even though that defense as a whole wasn't as good as they should have been, they didn't live up to expectations. You know, the ranking was lower than it should have been. They did still get to the Super Bowl. So you have to applaud them for that. That's not easy to do. But like I said, you take Sue out of that situation, I don't see them getting to the Super Bowl. The good news is Fowler is coming back. Fowler has been great, fast off the edge. He can work a decent spin move sometimes. When teams run to the inside, he can knife underneath and make those stops on the run. He is a complete player. He plays both the pass and the run. He can get around the edge, and when those blockers do get a hand on him, he works a really good chop move. He can work, you know, the swim move pretty well. I didn't see too many rips on film, but very good at chopping, very good at swimming. And him and Donald are supposed to keep everything together. They're going to have to draft another young stud to put on there to play opposite Donald. But if Fowler can light it up, he can kind of limit the damage that Sue's departure is going to do. So it's a big year for Dante Fowler. He gets a one-year contract. We don't know how much it's worth yet. I thought he probably would have got, you know, a 2 or 3 year deal, but Los Angeles is trying to pinch every penny right now, and they're not committing to him for a longer duration. You know, they're in win now mode, so they're trying to just build every, you know, part of this team, put together every piece. Kind of not as good as the Patriots do, but similar in the sense that they don't just want to hand Sue $14 million again because they feel like they can go towards 2 or 3 other players. And if they get it right, maybe they can actually be better than they were. Now, it's going to be tough. Like I said, I don't think they get to the Super Bowl without Sue unless you completely nail the free agency and the draft. You're going to have to pull a perfect recruiting class, I guess you can say. And really, it's not a recruiting class because it's not college, but a recruiting haul, I guess you can say. You're going to have to bring in some very good free agents. You're going to have to, like I said, I think you're going to have to, if you're the Rams, you're going to have to draft a good defensive tackle to put in there where Sue was. But hey, at least Fowler's coming back. He did perform well late in the season. He, like I said, lit up Ezekiel Elliott. After that was early against the Cowboys in that playoff game. After that, Ezekiel Elliott ran timid for most of that game. That was pretty big. I saw Fowler make a number of other big plays too. I think he had half a sack against the Saints. That was pretty big. He had a strip sack against Russell Wilson, the Seahawks, which was very clutch. So obviously he showed Wade Phillips, Sean McVay enough during his second half of the season because he got traded around the trade deadline from Jacksonville to Los Angeles. Remember, in Jacksonville, he's splitting time with Yannick Ngakoue. So going to Los Angeles, he switched schemes. Instead of being in a 4-3, he was at a 3-4 outside linebacker. He flourished really in that system. Really became the guy that the Jaguars hoped he would be when they took him. And he, from just what I was able to see, Dante Fowler looked like he was having a lot more fun in Los Angeles. I'm sure he's glad that he gets to stay for another year, and you can just tell Sue is bummed. Sue is bummed about not being asked to come back. Obviously, as a football player, to not be referred as good enough to come back. They don't see him as a good enough player to come back, especially at that $14 million price. That's a hit to Sue's ego for sure. And we'll see where he ends up, but he's definitely not happy. That's for sure. But anyway, I'm John Kuzma. Thanks for listening. This is EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show. Check out EndZoneBlog.com. I appreciate it. I'm signing off. Have a great day.